Hey, this is Miss Melissa, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you are listening to Tales from the Tub. It's the Dog Days of Podcasting. It's Sunday, August 30th, 2015. And I'm being extemporaneous again, so be afraid, be very afraid, or just try not to be horribly bored. In the last 24 hours, I have read about the passing of both Dr. Oliver Sacks and Wes Craven. The first, of course, was a noted neurologist, a thinker, a scholar, and an author. One of my favorite of his books is Musicophilia, which was four case studies about music and the brain. A lot of his case studies eventually became movies. One of them was Awakenings. One of them was At First Sight. He has influenced American pop culture and actually, I think, English-speaking pop culture for decades. But Musicophilia spoke to me as a musician because I thought it was really interesting. Wes Craven, of course, is the creator of both Freddy Krueger and the whole Nightmare on Elm Street franchise and Scream, among other things. He's a writer and a director and also kind of an eclectic guy. Now, in my life, Wes Craven was the most influential. I was a young teenager when Nightmare on Elm Street was first released, when I was 14, and I would have slumber parties with my friends. We would always rent that film. We would time it so that the last half hour started when our own clocks hit midnight, because the last half hour of the movie plays out pretty much in real time. That made it scarier. We knew all the rhymes. We tried to guess what would happen in the sequels. And when Wes Craven was not involved in the sequels, we were all very disappointed. Until, decades later, we got to Wes Craven's New Nightmare, which flipped the horror movie trope on its ear and brought Freddy into more of the real world, so to speak. Wes Craven has been scaring me silly since I was 12 or 13 years old. But that's not why I'm talking about him tonight in connection with Oliver Sacks. Wes Craven was also the director of this little movie called Music from the Heart. It is a docudrama about a woman named Roberta Gaspari. It stars Meryl Streep and Angela Bassett and a bunch of really talented young musicians. And it's all about the violin program, the East Harlem Violin Program in New York. As a string player, you can understand why this appeals to me. It's a little movie. I mean, and yet it was one of Wes Craven's only movies, his only film to ever get nominated for Academy Awards. It is one of my favorite of the projects he was involved in. I like it even more than Nightmare on Elm Street, but I like it differently. Because music in the schools is so important. Because music in the schools is how I learned to play my instrument and how I started discovering the world beyond just what was on the radio or what my parents listened to. The other Wes Craven project that I always really enjoyed was another relatively, it was mainstream, but not mainstream the way horror is mainstream. It's an anthology movie called Paris Je T'aime, Paris I Love You, which is a bunch of short, it's 2 hours worth of short films, each one by a different director, that all take place in just a couple of neighborhoods in Paris. And it's subtitled in English, it's done in French, but it's a really lovely, quirky little film, and you should check it out. Both of these men have died within the last 24 hours, and I can't decide which one I would rather write an essay about or rather blog about. So I'm doing neither, and instead I'm going to sit here and I'm going to listen to music for the rest of the evening while I work on something radically different. But I wish them both peace in whatever afterlife they believe in or you believe in, and I thank them for their contribution to the greater culture of our time. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day. Thank you.
Bath to Mermaid is written and produced by Melissa A. Bartell and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-alike 4.0 International License. Music for this episode was provided by Mebio's Music Alley, a great resource for PodSafe music. Visit them at music.mebio.com. The opening song is Soap in a Bathtub by Stony. The closing song is You Can Use My Bathtub by Little Tom. The Bathtub Mermaid is produced and recorded using Boss Jock and Audacity. You can contact me by leaving a comment at the website, www.bathtubmermaid.com, by finding me on Twitter, at Meliss, M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, or by sending an email to Meliss, M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, at starfleet.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.
Still it shows, but you can use my bathtub. Understand, you can use my bathtub, yes.